This is an AMI podcast. This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Dave Brown, and this is a podcast version of AMI's Morning Show, now with Dave Brown. Catch the live broadcasts weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m. Eastern on AMI Audio and AMI TV. Welcome back. It's Now with Dave Brown on AMI Audio and AMI TV. Let's talk tech with Stephen Scott of Double Tap Canada. Of course, you can find that show Thursdays at 7 p.m. Eastern time on AMI Audio. And Stephen joins us from Glasgow, Scotland. Hello, Stephen.
Hey, Dave. How are you? Good to be back with you.
I'm well. Nice to chat with you, too. Stephen, I hear you opened up the wallet and you bought yourself a new MacBook Pro. Stephen, I thought Scottish guys were supposed to be frugal.
I know, I'm really going against the grain here. I don't drink, I spend too much. I'm doing the exact opposite of being Scottish. What is going on?
What made you sort of finally take the plunge and hit buy on this new product?
It's a MacBook, Dave. Okay. Come on. Right. I mean, do you need any more information than this? Look, honestly, I wasn't going into the store to buy this thing. Everybody thinks that's a lie. I was not going in to buy a MacBook. I was intending to go in, trade in some kit, possibly put that money towards, you know, some gifts for the holiday season. And in the end, none of that happened. I just spent all the money on me. And I got myself this lovely, beautiful new MacBook Pro. I've got it in my hands, Dave. It is absolutely gorgeous. And it's space gray with that beautiful black logo shining through. No light on the back anymore. It used to light up when you turned on the MacBook, but not anymore. It is a gorgeous machine. And I'm so pleased to have it and tell you all about it.
So you've given it a bit of a test drive now. One of the things that we keep talking about, whether it's with you or Sean or Mark Aflalo or Mike Agarbo or Nelson Rago, all the tech guys, everybody's talking about this M1 processor, this M1 chip. So now that you've given it a chance hands-on in the MacBook Pro, what do you think?
Okay, so in the MacBook Pro, you've got the M1 Pro chip. Now, you can have two choices. You can have M1 Pro or M1 Max. And as you can probably imagine, you get more and more power. The higher you go, the more money you spend, right? That's often how these things go. Inside this machine is an incredible processor. And now, M1, of course, came out last year on the MacBook Air and then the iMac line. So, of course, we've seen this already. It was a big, big sea change for Apple, moving away from Intel as the source of their processors. Now, most people might not know what that means. Essentially, the processor is the brain of the computer. And, you know, what you want is a powerful brain. We all want one of those. I mean, if I could get M1 in my head, yeah. I could function like a normal human being. But sadly, I don't. I think I'm more Intel inside my brain.
I think I'm like MS-DOS. I don't even know if I'm a chip. I'm like an old operating system.
A Spectrum or something, yeah, going right back. This is an incredible machine. The power, now, in fairness, I have to say, I had the MacBook Air when it came out. I was one of the first to get not just that, but the Mac Mini as well. I think I came on and told you all about it. And, you know, the thing about it is that not much has changed for an average user, right? So if you're an average user, if you're going on to do some web browsing, if you're going to be doing emails, if you're going to be doing Word documents, you don't need a MacBook Pro. That's the bottom line. This is for creatives. This is for people who are going to be making, you know, Toy Story 5. This is for some serious people who want to do some serious work. I got it for one simple reason. It's a big machine, right? I'm going to open it up and I'm going to show you. For those who are watching on TV, I'm actually showing you the laptop here. And this is essentially a huge device, right? It looks crazily big in my hands, I guess, but it's huge. And what I love about it is it's got a fantastic big palm rest for my big hands, a fantastic magic keyboard, full height function rows, keys as well. It's absolutely beautiful, gorgeous screen. Although I have to be honest, Dave, the screen is kind of irrelevant to me.
Yeah.
But, that's the problem.
But Stephen, you mentioned the size there. Like, I'm just going to give people a sense of scale. Like, it's basically almost your entire torso in terms of width as you're holding it up.
Yes. Yeah, even my torso, yeah.
I mean, Dave Brown or Stephen Scott sized torso.
That's exactly. I wouldn't say, for me, I'll say that's a big torso. I can't speak for you on this.
Listen, some poor person had to sit next to me on an airplane last week. I felt bad for them.
I know their pain. I know that exact feeling. But honestly, it's a great machine, and I like the size. I mean, look, I'm trying to justify spending the money I spent on this thing, which is really unjustifiable, especially in the lead up to the holidays. But, you know, as far as I'm concerned, I like the idea of having a bit of headroom in terms of power. I mean, this thing is incredibly powerful at 10-core CPU, so that's 10 cores. processing power, 16-core GPU, so that's a huge graphics power in there, 16 gigabyte of RAM, 1 terabyte solid state. That was another thing for me, making sure I had a decent-sized hard drive. If you're working with big video files or audio files, you need space to put those. And I know a lot of people say, oh, everything lives in the cloud these days. Yeah, it does, but you've got to have it on your machine at some point, right?
Yeah, you sure do.
And when you do, you don't want the whole machine collapsing because it couldn't, you know, take the weight or the size of the file. So we have to make sure that we've got the processing power we need and also the size of the hard drive. But for most people, Dave, to be frank, the MacBook Air, the Mac Mini even, would be an adequate choice. Mm-hmm. The M1 processor is powerful, but really once you're getting into that Pro and Max level, it's really for the creators, mm-hmm. people who want to do lots of big audio edits, that kind of thing.
Stephen, I'm curious about this because anytime we're talking about a new device, there can always be a few accessibility hiccups, except we know that Apple is typically a little bit ahead of the game on that. So how are you finding the accessibility a couple weeks into using the device?
So the only issues I've had with this, to be honest, are not hardware related. In fact, you know, if anything, the size of this device might actually make it a little bit inaccessible for some people. It's a weighty machine. The 16-inch MacBook Pro I've got here is a weighty device. And it's very reminiscent of the old MacBook Pros. You know, one of the things, of course, this has that is fantastic and I'm so pleased about is the ports. You know, it's got back the HDMI port, the SD card slot. Mm. You know, it's got those back, which we really, really need as creatives. We want to be able to plug things in.
Yeah,
it's nice
sure.
to have that option. And of course, let's not forget MagSafe. MagSafe charging, which was on the original 2015 MacBook Pro I had. It also now has MagSafe back on here as well, which means that I can plug in my connector and it will, you know, if I trip over the cable, which is likely that I will, it'll just pop right out again and it won't damage the connector, it won't damage the computer. You can also charge via USB-C. So if you're in an environment where you've got a docking station, you can plug right in, you can transfer all your VGA, your video, your data. You can also, you know, plug in an external keyboard and mouse to a docking station and charge the MacBook at the same time.
That's awesome.
So you've got two ways to charge.
Yeah, that's awesome. I like that. It gives you a little more freedom as someone carrying maybe a couple less cables around or carrying less stuff around, which is always really nice.
Hey, can I just say one thing about the accessibility of software?
Of course.
There are some issues with, I mean, I use Microsoft Edge as my browser of choice. I think it's just a much better browser.
Attaboy.
It's a much better browser, but way better than Safari. Tune in tonight to hear my kangaroo references. It'll all make sense later. But no one's offended.
Little marsupial talk on Double Tap Canada.
Yeah, exactly. It's very philosophical in our show, you know. by our standards. But no, the software is a little bit inaccessible in some ways. There are still some issues with it. Safari, for example, the browser, still giving that busy response that you would not expect on a machine like this. They've actually changed the words, though. They've kind of gone up the game a little bit. So instead of saying busy, it now says Safari not responding.
Ah.
So, you know, it's got nice.
Lovely.
About it, you know?
Yeah.
Straight to the point.
It puts the blame more on Safari than saying I'm busy. It's like, no, I'm actually just not responding. I'm ghosting you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Stephen, I know your expectations were probably quite high at the time of purchasing this machine. Do you think it lived up to it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, look, I have to be honest, Mac has blown us all out of the water with this. These new M1 processors have just changed the landscape. And you can see companies like Intel, from the Windows point of view, really trying to ramp up. And it almost feels like Microsoft are just hoping that another company will come along and do something like the M1 so that Windows can perform the same way on this. And that's another point. If you buy one of these MacBooks and you want to run Windows on it, well, unfortunately, with M1, you can't. There are ways to do it. There are certain sort of ways you can make it happen, but really, we're not there yet. So if you wanted to run Windows with JAWS, say, on your MacBook, then you wouldn't be able to do that in the way you could with the older Macs. So some people might not be bothered by that, but if it does bother you, if you did want that two-in-one box solution, you don't get that anymore.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Stephen, always great catching up with you, my friend. Have a great show tonight, and we'll talk to you again down the road.
Thanks, Dave. Take care.
That's Stephen Scott, one of the hosts of Double Tap Canada, which you can find Thursdays at 7 p.m. Eastern Time on AMI Audio. He spoke to us from Glasgow, Scotland. You've been listening to Now with Dave Brown. Hit the subscribe button on any podcast platform and leave us a rating and a review.